Good afternoon, everybody. It is 11:23 where I am right now. I know I am starting the podcast a little bit late, but I've just kind of been busy putting the house together and doing laundry and stuff like that. So I am going to go ahead and start the podcast. So grab your snacks, grab your drinks, get comfortable, and enjoy. Okay, so it is currently 2 days before our next appointment for the fertility doctor. Like I said, we have a phone call on Wednesday at 4:30 to kind of game plan what is coming next down the pipe at us, whether it be surgery or whatever the hell. Luckily enough, with my MRI, they didn't change the diagnostic code for it, so there's that. That's good. Tomorrow is actually Marcus's, my husband's, 26th birthday, so I'm not quite sure if I will have time to do a podcast or not. I'm actually going to be cooking him French food for dinner, so I'm really excited to do that for him. It's my first time cooking him French food, so we'll see how that goes. I'll actually have help as well, so that's great. But yeah, it is 2 days before our appointment. We luckily, like I said, it's just a phone call, so we don't have to go anywhere. So my thoughts on that, I'm actually pretty nervous to kind of find out if I do have to have surgery or if it's something they can't fix. I do have a couple podcasts on that if you wanted to check those out too. Also, don't forget about the listener support. There's a button on the dashboard that you can click when you listen to the podcast episode. I believe if you are listening on Anchor, I think it goes across all platforms too. And you click and you can choose a dollar amount. There's 3 different dollar amounts to donate to the podcast, which if you do, that's great. I'm forever thankful. If you don't, that's fine. You absolutely don't have to. I will never pressure anybody to donate. But that goes directly to our baby fund to kind of help with our medical bills. Anyway, check that out. Don't forget to. Also, don't forget to check out the sponsored segment at the beginning of this podcast about the Anchor app as well. It's awesome. I absolutely love doing it, so don't forget to check that out as well. Anyway, so I'm just kind of nervous. A friend of mine actually did a tarot card reading for me about our appointment Wednesday. She actually does all of my tarot card readings for me. And it was actually one of our best readings yet, which I'm very thankful for. And so I'm just kind of ready to know. We both are really ready to know about what's going on. It's kind of in a whirlwind ride, really. So, you know, it's crazy, and this is also another really big next step for us, and we are crossing our fingers that it is just a septum in my uterus. We are crossing our fingers. It's just an easy surgery, easy fix. And then we go from there. I've never had surgery in my life. So it's a whole lot of hoping, wishing, and praying right now for us. So there's that. So anyway, I just needed a break to catch my breath. I'm sorry. Anyway, there's just a lot to kind of go on about this. Like I said, I'm scared shitless because it's such a serious thing. Infertility, no matter what the case, is such a serious thing. And like I always say, it doesn't really matter what kind of infertility you're going through or if someone you know is going through it. As long as you're there for them and you have people there for you and you're supportive and they're supportive, and it's a family effort for real. Like, I never really knew how much of a family effort it is until we really started to have to go through this. I mean, it's scary not knowing if you will be able to carry children or not. Or, you know, it's just, it's hard to talk about sometimes because I just can't think of the right words to say, but I do watch a YouTube channel, Phil and Alex. If you don't know who they are, you need to absolutely go check them out. Really, motherfuckers. There's a bus in our parking lot, so if you guys hear that, I'm sorry. Anyway, Phil and Alex, they are amazing. They are actually going, they adopted two girls, and they are going through infertility. They are going through IVF. If you don't know what IVF is, it's in vitro fertilization. If you don't know what that is, Google it. Google the whole thing. Anyway. And so they're going through that, and she made a really good point because they were thinking they were going to be able to start their IVF, and it turns out they weren't able to this cycle. And she made a really good point, and she said, if you know somebody who's going through this, and, you know, like your family, friends, whatever, it's really tough. This is the reality of infertility. It is hard. It is not always rewarding or promising or anything. And she's right. Like, she's so right. It's ridiculous how right she was. So my advice to anybody who knows somebody or you are going through it, one, I'm here for you guys no matter what, because kind of in the same boat. And two, just support and love and open your arms and be willing to listen and just be there. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and end this podcast and wait for Marcus to get home. He should be home soon. We need to go food shopping for his birthday dinner that I'm making him. Like I said, it's all French food. I'm scared shitless to make him French food. I've never made French food. like in my life. So this is a new thing. So anyway, don't forget about checking out the Anchor app. Don't forget about listener support. And don't forget to love your friends and your family and everybody around you. And I will talk to you guys hopefully tomorrow. So I love all of you so, so much. Thank you so much for listening. Lots of love, lots of light, lots of hope, and lots of baby dust. Bye guys.